Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bird Show.
Jeff just made a great observation because the girls now are out of the studio.
I love this.
But it's, for what reason? There's a reason here that it makes this time so golden.
Like, how long was that song? 4 minutes, maybe?
Something like
that. So in the 4 minutes of that song, let's say it took the girls, you know, it would take a guy 10 seconds to get out of the studio, but it took the girls like 45 because they got to pack up and do their nails or whatever. So they finally, they get up and they get out of the studio. And Bert and I, like, we're just kind of looking around. I pick up a section of the paper and read an article. And then as the song's in, I'm looking at Bert, and I'm like, this is great. Like, there's no random chatty
There was silence. See, this is what guys can do. Like, that was an enjoyable time. That was a quality 4 minutes that I just spent with you. We were in the room together, but we weren't talking.
This is the same reason that girls, when, like, you know, they go to the bathroom to get always talk. This is why if you sit down and watch a movie or a TV show with a girl and she talks through the whole thing, the concept of a guy can watch 9 innings of, you know, regular session baseball and 3 extra innings or 2 extra innings and say 30 words to each other.
And that's a great time.
And that's perfectly fine.
I walk away from that experience and Stacey will go, what'd you guys do? And I said, we had a great time.
What'd you guys talk? And then you get mad at us. What'd you guys talk about? Not much, really.
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be like, you know, Jeff's looking at getting a new car. Oh, okay. What kind? I don't know. I didn't ask. Well, how could you not ask?
That is quality time.
And we had a great time not talking.
Exactly. Right. I feel closer to you guys since we didn't talk.
Yeah. So that being said, the girls, just go home.
God.
Said a lot without saying anything at all.
All right. There's a reason why all the guys are in the studio now. There are no women left in here except intern Martha here, who's not allowed to say a word.
I disagree with that. I believe there's still one woman left in the studio.
Yeah, that would be you, Bert.
No.
I had a time, my friend. I had a time when I had testicles.
I think, you know, see, here's the deal. I think Bert is capable of, I mean, you know, he still watches Oprah and reads, you know, Ladies Home Journal on the toilet and stuff. But the truth is, I mean, he had man experiences. Phil Tarana, on the other hand,
in his relationship, a lot about me you don't know.
In his relationship with intern Jen,
you don't know me, man.
Has made every typical chick mistake that he can, and has taken none of them.
All right, Jess got a pretty good point here, bro.
All right, then let me represent the simple man's opinion. Well, let me represent.
But you're getting bitch slapped.
Nah, let him talk.
But you know what? Okay. We've all been in relationships like he's been in before, and we've grown. And that's what brings us to us, to this point, where we're all professors now on the subject.
As hard as it is to believe, I, too, at one point was PW'd. Trust me, in a bad, bad way.
BW?
PW.
Oh, PW.
Yeah, in a horrible way. So I, too, have felt the depths of lowness where I put my manness up on a shelf somewhere in a jar full of formaldehyde.
But he's still in it. Like, I don't even think, like, you know, his genitalia is on a shelf in, you know, Intern Jen's new apartment.
It's hanging from a rearview mirror right now.
Right, like dice.
Two clackers.
All right, well, let me surprise you then. thanks, Dirk.
Right now, she's letting Melissa and Jen play with him while they're hanging out in the hall.
All right, let's see how he does here. Here's what we're doing here, because there's this new book out called He's Just Not That Into You, The No Excuses Truth to Understanding Guys. And it's brilliant, because it's a guy giving honest, break-it-down advice to women. Because if women go to other women, God, you're all over the road, and you're trying to save each other's feelings, where guys can break it down and just go, he's just not that into you. Move on.
Yeah,
that's all you need to hear.
We keep it simple. I mean, we don't complicate things with all these analogies and trying to dissect it. It's just, no.
Break it down.
Break it down. Who's in the dental chair, by the way?
That is Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. You want a little tough love?
Yeah.
Right, you come to the right place. No women in this studio now. It's just the guys. What do you need?
Well, I've actually been living with this guy for about a month now. And we used to work together about 3 or 4 months ago. And he and his ex-fiance, they broke up about 6 months ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so I moved in with them, and they still have contact, like, briefly every now and then. They go out to eat together, and they'll, you know, hang out, and they'll talk on the phone every once in a while. It's very brief, but he asked me the other day, he's like, well, do you care if she comes over and spends the night? And when I did not like that idea, he got furious with me. I mean, he jumped on my case like nothing.
All right, we can stop there. Crash, would you like to be the first here?
Well, how long have you, let me get some details here. How long have you two been together now?
We've been dating for about 3 months now. And he told me, he's like, well, just so you know, in case anybody asks, you're taken. You can't, ooh, you know, don't go out and do anything with anybody else because, you know, you're mine.
Go ahead, Crash.
All right, that's a classic example. Even after 3 months, I'm surprised this would happen after 3 months. It's a classic example of just trying to give you the lockdown. He's trying to secure you, keep you on check while he's going to go out and play the field a little bit. And that, I guarantee you, has happened before this 3 months has been up. I guarantee you he has done something like this even before telling you.
Go ahead, Rook.
With this, I say that he is just trying to see how far he can push you. By him saying, can she come over and spend the night? If you give in and if you say yes, then next week it's going to be, hey, me and her going out on a Friday. I know we usually go out, but I haven't seen her in a couple weeks. She had a hard week. I'm going to take her out. He is just trying to see how far he can push you and test the limits.
Jeff Dollar.
Have we already asked if you're giving it up to him?
No, you didn't ask.
Are you?
Yes.
So here's the deal. He likes what he's getting from you.
And he thinks it's okay.
Yeah, he's all right with that. But he's not, to steal the title of the book. Damn it, that guy took a great phrase.
Yeah, he did.
From his own show.
He's really not that into you. And the reason, and that doesn't necessarily mean he wants to get back together with his ex. Guys really aren't that bright. So in his mind, he might not have any interest in the ex. He might not like the ex. He might like her, but he might not want to have a relationship with her. But he still might feel, you know, some connection because they were, after all, engaged. So he's probably not thinking that it's that big of a deal. The fact that you won't allow it, though, and the fact that he's putting her feelings so far above yours indicate that he's not really that into you. So you should, in all honesty, tell him to go do what he wants with his ex and you get out of there. But you won't, because you're going to hold on to the fact that he somehow, every now and again, compliments you on some random thing and you think that means that he wants you forever.
Sarah.
Yes.
You're in a possessive relationship with a guy that wants complete control of the relationship, and he doesn't respect you enough. You've already gone to him and told him how much it bothers him, and he's blown a gasket over that, and he doesn't respect your wishes.
Right.
So dump him. He doesn't respect you, and you're in a possessive relationship.
See, I just moved out of my house to move in with him, and I've been living there for like 3 weeks now, and I've pretty much been disowned by my entire family because I moved in with him.
Your family will take you back.
Yeah. In the long term, this guy's going to be no good for you.
Yeah, you moved way too fast on this. He's a PWC. He's a player with commitment. He wants to keep you and still keep playing out in left field, and I guarantee he's not wearing a glove.
All right, sir, we're going to move on to the next call. It's that easy. Thanks.
Have fun taking our advice.
Yeah, you know they won't. Yeah, and you know they won't. Right?
Now, how was that, Jeff? Was that okay? Was that acceptable to you?
I didn't listen to what you said.
Thank you.
That's funny, because neither did I.
Thanks for inviting me in studio. I appreciate it.
When did you get it? Who are you? Hey, Krista.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right. Okay, I have a crush on my neighbor. We've been neighbors for about 8 years. And, he's been sending me mixed signals. Like, he would if I would walk across the yard, because I have a huge fence in my backyard, my neighbor doesn't. If I would walk across the yard, I would catch him looking at me. But anytime I try to talk to him, 2 minutes into the conversation, he ends it. I give him my number, he hasn't called. Now, I know he has a girlfriend, so I'm wondering, could he like me? And
how old are you?
I'm 18.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Okay.
So,
and you're wondering why an 18-year-old is looking at another 18-year-old girl walking across the yard?
Well, okay. Yeah.
And he got your phone number, and he just hasn't used it yet.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. You haven't hooked up with this guy?
No.
Okay, have you ever gone out with him?
No.
Okay, you got the basics, Crash. She's 18.
What exactly does this peeping Tom do when he's not in his mother's basement playing Tunnels of Doom? This man is creepy. He just creeped me out.
No, he's not creepy.
He's creepy. He's staring at you from outside the window, but yet he's got your phone number and he won't talk to you.
He's always out in his backyard working on his Jeep, so he'll see me walking across the yard. He's not staring like that.
Yet he makes no attempts for communication.
No, not really. And, like, when I try to talk to him, he ends the conversation in, like, 2 minutes. Like, and it seems almost like he's nervous.
Well, he's 18. He probably is.
You know what? Then I'm gonna turn this one over because I still want to go with the creepy analogy. But I'll turn this one over to my younger cohort in crime over here, to Phil Tarana. He's young. He works on a Jeep. He's a redneck, and he's creepy.
Okay, well,
Phil, oh my God, this may be intern Jen on the phone.
You're trying too hard. Give it up. You said he had his girlfriend. If he's stopping the conversation 2 minutes in, that's a hint. You gave him your number. He obviously knows where you live. If he's not coming over, 18-year-old. If he's not coming over late at night, hey, want to hang out, want to do something, take the hint. He's not into you.
All right, Krista, I'll go next, and then Jeff will be the anchor person on this one.
Okay,
you're 18, he's 18, he just wants to get laid. So he's,
but I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, hold on one second, but he's got a girlfriend right
Crash.
Now, so what he is doing, he's compiling your phone number just in case something doesn't work out with his other 18-year-old girlfriend. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't work out, he'll start knocking on your door.
But do you think he might have started the communication, maybe called her, you know, out of nowhere saying, hey, I'm hanging out, you want to go get some lunch or something, just to keep her
maybe
a little bit closer, because he's obviously not giving her any attention right now.
Krista, at 18 years old, even guys know this. Sex is like volleyball. You have to bump and set before you spike. And he is bumping right now. When he breaks up, he'll start setting, and he's just setting you up for sex. He's 18. That's all is on his mind. Jeff. Never played a game of volleyball, so he's a little confused.
I was thinking of the Summer Olympics and volleyball.
Okay,
I'm done. I disagree with that. Here's the deal. The guys, when they are that age, are, if you think it's difficult, well, you don't know because you're not older, but you really need to. When you give him your number, what do you say?
I told him to just, if you ever want to talk, because me and him don't talk that much. Being neighbors, and I thought it was kind of ridiculous. So I was like, you know, I figured we've been neighbors for so long. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. We don't really talk to each other. So if you ever want to talk, give me a call, and I give him my number.
Yeah, that's not enough of a hint. Here's what you do. Go over there
okay.
with your phone number and say, hey, you know what? I see you out here working on your Jeep, and if you want to be so bold, you can say, look, I know you have a girlfriend, but if there's ever a night where she's not available and you'd like to go out and have dinner, I would love to have dinner with you.
Okay, so I should still try to chase it down.
If you, I mean, you're 18, so at that point, boyfriends and girlfriends don't count.
All rules are off at 18.
So I would say, I mean, you need to, like, you need to...
Go have yourself a damn good time.
Yeah, slap it across his face. Couldn't be more obvious.
Because eventually
so
you're going
to
get...
spell it out for him.
You're going to get to an age here fairly quickly where you have to start acting like an adult, but at 18 years old, you could pretty much screw up as much as you want, and everybody gives you a big old leap of faith. So go ahead, have a great time, and screw things up.
Oh, believe me, I want to.
All right.
Oh.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
How'd we do on that one, y'all?
I think we did great.
That was good. Where were those neighbors when I was 18?
I think we should. That girl would have been fun to talk to for a long time.
Why?
She's like, I'm not afraid to screw things up. I don't care. I'll get in there.
At 18, screw it up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Screw it
what
up.
What you're supposed to do.
I think that's great. That's who we need doing diaries on our show, not the high school kid in band.
Yeah, okay.
Boring.
She can call back. 404-741-1005. Jeff, we're going to need the voice disguiser for this one.
Whoa.
Hello, Sue. Give us a 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
Yep. You're on the voice disguiser. We cannot recognize your voice. Tough love advice. Let's do it.
Hey, guys. I've got a kind of sensitive question here. My husband and I have been married about 2 years now, and when we have sex, it's like 5 minutes, it's over. And how can I talk to him about this without hurting his male ego? I don't want to make him feel bad like he's not doing a good job, but on the other hand, you know, it's not really...
I think I realize why you're on the voice disguiser. This
right.
is either Lady Crash or Stacy.
Not really. 5 minutes, this guy's a stud. I mean, come on.
Yeah, quit with the pressure already.
Jesus. I mean, what's your name again? Or was
we're going to call her Sue.
We're calling you Sue. Okay, Sue, let me just tell you a little something about sex and marriage, all right? I kid you not. I had sex with Lady Crash the other night during a pitching change at a Braves game. All right? And that doesn't take more than 3 minutes to throw a couple of warm-ups, and I was out the door. Five minutes.
Every time.
Now, was the sex with this guy good before y'all got married?
I guess it was about the same.
So what are you complaining about? You knew what you got into.
Yeah.
You knew he was bad before. Did you think the wedding ring was like some big-time aphrodisiac?
Maybe you should put the wedding ring somewhere else.
Well, we we've both been married before, and I think he's only been with maybe two people before me, and same with me, but I guess I've had a longer past. I don't know, but it's just kind of like it's all about him, and I know that he doesn't really think that way, but it's like he's not really concerned if I'm enjoying it.
Can't, like, let me start with this, and then we'll go right around the room. Just... I may be different than the other guys in the room here, but it's really, really important because I'm kind of a people person, a people pleaser person, that the person that I'm doing that with is having as much fun as I am. So I welcome the opportunity for them to show me what they want.
Okay.
Go ahead, take my hand, do it. Just show me what you want me to do, and I will be like a puppy dog. I will sit. I will poop where you tell me to. I'll do anything you want.
Give me your hand, Bert.
Like a puppy is what I meant. I'm not into the pooping on each other thing. That's what I'm trying to say. But you know what I'm saying?
It's okay if you
Yeah. Just what he does like if I have like a bunny, he likes to watch that.
If pardon?
Did you just say he was like a bunny?
No, I said I have a bunny, and he likes to watch that.
The bunny.
Oh, I say, okay.
How's that go again?
In my, well, in some houses, it probably sounds like this.
It's a bunny. That's what it is.
Jeff, you want to handle that one? Your turn?
Yeah.
Husband sucks in bed. What does she do? How does she tell him?
I honestly, I've got nothing on that.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to tell because every guys are so different. Like, I don't think you're typical in liking all the instruction. And if it's, how long have you been married?
About 2 years now.
And it was going on 10 years. This has been going on.
No, two.
Two years.
Two, okay. Yeah. And it was like this before you got married.
Yeah, but, you know, while it happens, it's good, but it just doesn't last very long.
You know what?
Aren't there creams and stuff for that, Crash?
Talk to his mother.
Talk to his mother.
Don't you have creams and different ways, you know, thinking about baseball and...
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could be honest with him and just tell him. I mean, if you guys have been married for 2 years, you've both been married before, so it shouldn't be like this sex is like this all kind of like, ooh, freaking me out thing. Just tell him, say, whoa, 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 easy. Before he gets started, say, hey, do this first, do this second, and then give me your 5 minutes of pure love.
What part of the city do you live in?
Okay.
What part?
Okay, I'm starting to feel stupid.
No. What part of the city do you live in?
South.
Oh, South?
Yeah.
Wouldn't work.
Why? What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking of maybe, like, if she lives north of the city, like, having him drive to Cumming, the most direct route, and then she drives to Cumming, like, a really long route.
Gotcha.
And see if she could tell what the difference would be.
See what he's saying?
Yeah, I heard that.
All right, let's ask the guy that's dating the virgin. Filter Hannah. What should she do?
I checked out when she said we've been having sex, so... I think sex said bye-bye to me a long time ago, so I'm just looking at the pretty colors on the wall.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry we couldn't help you, but you know, Bert poops where Stacy tells me.
I gave her some sound advice. You guys didn't help much on that one.
I couldn't. That's a tough one.
That's pretty weird. In 2 years, she's only had sex for like 26 hours.
We'll take one more call on this, and then we got to move on. Let's go with Julie. Hello, Julie. And we could do this again tomorrow earlier. Hey, Julie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Now, this is no nonsense stuff here. You don't have a bunch of women in here that are going to sugarcoat things for you.
Okay, that's what I need.
Okay.
Because women are crap.
Okay. I've been dating this guy, and he actually lives out of the state, and he travels for business here to town. And we've been seeing each other for about a year, and when I'm with him, the things he says, you know, like he's never felt this way before, and he's just can't get over how he feels about me. But when he's not here, he doesn't communicate as often as I think that he should. And I'll call him, and it'll be days before he'll call me back.
Yeah, lower those communication expectations for the guy. That's number one.
You know, okay, I am, because he travels so much that I'm realizing I know he's really busy. But, and he'll text message me, which I think is really weird. Why not just call me?
Go ahead, Crash.
This is, oh my God, this was the easiest phone call we ever took. He travels all the time. When he's in town, he gives you the stand-up philosopher routine of lovey, lovey, lovey. He doesn't call you when he's out of town because he's busy giving that to his girlfriend in the other town.
That's what I figured.
Oh, but yes, this guy.
But
yes.
We're not really having sex. Like, we've only had sex twice. It doesn't matter. Really?
This man has got a lineup like, oh, trust me. I guarantee it. He's got him lined up all over the city like a Major League Baseball player.
I agree
Before I throw this one over to Jeff, too, this is a stroke in with a broad brush here, but women should never take this excuse as valid. I'm just so busy at work, I haven't been able to call you. That is what a load of crap that is. If a guy is really into you, he will find the 60 seconds to give you a damn call and check in with you and say hi. Working too much is not a valid excuse.
And going on that, the whole he will text message you when he's gone, that is so much easier to do than to call. How easy is it to duck into a bathroom or duck around a corner, send a text message, hey, I'm thinking about you, man, I wish you were here, but then walk into the other room where his little hussy is.
Hussy? Hussy?
Wait, can I say one comment?
Sure.
Okay. He had once told me, I remember this in our earlier, like in our one of our first dates, that his best friend told him that he should always play low-key, like don't act so interested in someone. Don't call them.
You're holding on to that one comment from however long ago. He's cheating with you.
Okay.
You're the mistress.
I believe you
or,
guys.
He's just not that into you. I mean, if he's not calling, all he's got to do is pick up the phone and say, hey, if he's saying he's too busy to do that, then he's just not that into you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you all so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy not taking our advice.
It's so easy.
Yeah, it's simple.
It's so simple, but women, and you hear how they justify and stuff with each other?
They hold on to one comment from however long ago.
No.
The Bert Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So Charlie calls us on Friday, a desperate man. This is the first time that he's going to go out with a woman other than his wife in 12 years. He's a single dad, and he had a date over the weekend, and he wanted your guys' help. Now, if you missed any of this, this is a little bit of the conversation we had with Charlie on Friday. Well done. Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Give us the whole history here.
Well, I'm 42 years old. I've been married for 12 years. My divorce just got finalized 6 months ago. I have two boys, and my coworker set me up with a girl. She's really cute. She's younger. She's a little younger, and it's good. And I have good feelings about it. But I feel a little bunched up about it.
You haven't dated anybody else,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Now, Charlie, how old? When you say a little younger, how young is this woman?
She's not too much younger. She's like 36, 37.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. You got married at 30, is that what you said?
Yeah.
And you were married for 12 years.
Yeah.
The divorce was just finalized 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And this is going to be your first date after your divorce.
Yeah, pretty much. This is it.
Hey, TC, you're on with Charlie.
My best advice to you is just relax and be yourself. You know,
right.
don't get stressed out about, oh, man, what am I going to do? Just be yourself, man. That's all you can be. That's all you can bring to the table is yourself. And just make sure that you just don't dwell on your ex-wife.
Hey, Nora?
Don't talk about your ex-wife a lot, but, you know, let this person know, like, how much a part of your life your kids really are, so you have that open and you have that out there from the beginning.
Right.
Because that'll help pick and choose a lot of people that are in your life.
That's good to hear. That's good to know.
Okay, man. Good luck, dude.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks, man.
Congratulations. See ya. Okay, that was Friday on the show, so let's check back in with Charlie and find out how the weekend went. Charlie!
Hey!
Man, first you got to tell us about, like, the hours leading up to the date, because this is, again, we're kind of trying to put ourselves in your position. You know, I've only been with my wife for 10 years,
yeah.
But I was just thinking how I'm just so used to what she is. I'm so used to the way she talks, the way she, you know, she's got a smell about her, the way she feels. And just to be with anybody else for a night would just be so incredibly awkward. And here you are talking about being married to the same woman for 12 years, and now all of a sudden you got to turn that off, and you got to turn a completely other woman, you know, on, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that must have been pretty nerve-wracking leading up to it.
It really was. You know, I really just want to, you know, thank all the advice that I got, first of all, because it was all really, you know, they said just, you know, just be yourself. You don't have to be something you're not. Don't talk about your wife. You know, the whole, the gentleman thing. Like, I thought maybe there was something dated about that, and everybody was like, no, be a gentleman. And so it was kind of nice to have, like, a checklist in front of me, because it helped me focus on that and not be so nervous about stuff. You know, the few hours, you know, I still went back and forth with the little things. I finally said, okay, you know, I am going to buy her flowers. So I went ahead and I got her flowers because that seemed like the nice gentlemanly thing to do.
Good.
And, you know, I just looked over my list, make sure I talk about my wife. But, you know, and when I do, somebody had mentioned, somebody had called in and mentioned something about, you know, don't refer to her as your wife. You just say the mother of your kids. And, you know, actually having somebody give me actually good, constructive, practical advice was really good, helping me on the drive over. It helped me focus, you know, so I didn't have to get, you know, second guessing every little thing that I, you know, that you do, because it's really strange. It's very, you're right, you know, I was so used to one person, and the whole idea of going to meet another person and to be in that completely different place was hard. It was really uncomfortable.
And here you're going into this thing now, you got a checklist, so that's great.
Yeah.
So that helped a little bit, knowing that you weren't just going into this thing blind.
Exactly. It helped me get my mind off of things. I wasn't as nervous.
Right.
You know, it made me be a little more like myself and not, you know, I have to impress. I have to do the right thing. It really loosened me up a little bit.
So where'd you end up taking her, and what'd you do?
Well, I brought her the flowers. Really appreciated. She wanted to put the flowers in water before we went. She actually took me inside her apartment, which was so crazy strange to be in, like, another woman's apartment. And we didn't stay there, but, you know, just that first feeling of being in another apartment was really strange. But
now let me ask you this here, Charlie, because when she invites you up to the apartment, okay, there had to be a small part of you thinking that, okay, this thing may be going too fast. Were you more nervous than excited? Had she proposed something more intimate when she walked in there?
You know, I have to be honest with you. I was happy she didn't, because I was so nervous about it. Just being in another woman's apartment and you know, the smell of another woman's apartment and just the whole unfamiliarity of it was really kind of unnerving at first. I thought it was exciting, but in a way I thought, you know what, I hope nothing happens right now, because I was not all, you know.
If she would have proposed something more intimate, would you have said, nah, let's not do this right about now, or let's just move on, or?
I don't know. You know, I was relieved that it didn't happen, but I can't say that the thought was not an exciting thought at the same time.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers it, but I don't think I would have been ready for it. It would have been too fast,
yeah,
too much.
Yeah.
It would have been too crazy.
But flattering and exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I'm a man. It would, you know. You know, it would have been something, but still. But then we left there, and I took to Rays on the River.
Okay.
We went down there because I had actually asked a friend of mine. I'd asked around my coworkers and what she liked, and I found out that was her favorite place. And so I took her down there. You know, I opened the car door for her. I made sure that I opened the doors for her. I made a real point of not so much being sensitive to every little thing, but just listening, being attentive, which was really cool. But then halfway into it, I got a little off track because I kept thinking, well, maybe if I'm in this way all the time with my wife, maybe we wouldn't have had those problems. And then I had this...
I just had that same thought, too, that maybe your ex-wife is listening right now going, listen, you never listened to me for the last 10 years.
Had you opened my car door, we wouldn't be at this place right now.
Well, you know what? He would have listened to her if she wasn't just nagging all the time, right, over and over and over. Do that, do that. What's wrong with you? So maybe if she shut her mouth, they would still be together.
Never took me to Raise on the River. It's always Chili's.
we had other issues, so I guess that helped it get it back on track. But you know, but it was good. You know, I talked about my kids, and that was a cool thing, and you know, it wasn't a weird thing, and she was really appreciative of it. And she was also, I think, she had really thought about it a lot, because she was she was very much about not wanting to meet them right away,
mm-hmm.
you know, which really was relieving to me because I'm at that point where I still don't know where my children fit in to my dating life yet.
Right.
And so, you know, I felt that I knew that I had to make some kind of ground rules about those things where I couldn't just expose my kids to, you know, a lot of different girls or a lot of different women because that would just be confusing to them. But she just jumped right out there and was like, you know, don't worry, I think it's better that I don't meet them right away, that, you know, you don't have to, you know, introduce me to them and feel that kind of strange pressure or what that means for you. So she was very, very cool about that, which I really appreciated. And she seemed to really appreciate the fact that I was talking about them. Didn't talk about my ex-wife, which was good and helped the evening go. And we really talked and we had a really good time, and it was really sweet. And it felt really good to talk to someone of the opposite sex in that kind of setting. It felt like doing it all over again,
mm-hmm.
which was really, I don't know, it was just really, really nice. Like I felt really good about it. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Was there an instant attraction there? Because I think when you are dating and you meet somebody, you either kind of know or you know it right off the bat if there's a physical attraction there. Was there with her?
Yeah, there really was. For me, and I sensed, you know, I haven't been dating in, you know, 15 years, so unless I'm completely off, like I haven't used my perception is completely off. I think she sensed it, too. So she was into me, too. I think we both were really enjoying each other's company.
Well, you know, nowadays on the second date's when you got to seal the deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody goes 3 days without having sex anymore.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them.
Hey,
you should show up naked. You know what? That's what the kids are doing nowadays. You should show. Yeah, like what you do is you invite her up to your place, and you're like, "Okay, let me go grab my coat," and then you come out not wearing any pants.
Hey, so how did the end of the date go? Because this is really where we like to dissect if there's going to be another date or not.
Yeah. Well, I took her back to her place. She invited me up if I wanted to come up for a drink.
That would have been it right there.
It was kind of a safe thing to say because before we left the dinner, I said, you know, I should probably get back to my kids because then we had a babysitter that night, and I didn't want to go over too long. So she offered me up for a quick drink. So I think it was kind of a safe thing. I feel like she knew I wasn't going to be there long anyways, but she did. She invited me up. I had a quick drink. We had a quick glass of wine, and we talked. And then at the end of the evening, you know, I gave her a nice kiss on the cheek. I asked her if she wanted to go out again, and she said she would, and we're probably going to go out this weekend.
So. Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
That is great.
Okay, how weird was that kiss?
No, it was a nice
It's a cheek that he hasn't, I mean, he's only been with a couple of cheeks his whole life.
Fresh cheek.
Right. Well, it was nice. It was nice. I had a warm cheek. My lips were warm. So.
Ew. All right.
Sounds cheeky.
It was cheeky.
Okay. Well, good. So it sounds like it was great.
Yeah.
And you got the first one out of the way, because that one's going to have to be the toughest.
What a relief.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. It was really helpful for me.
Yeah, I'm glad we could help, it, even if it's a little way of giving you kind of a checklist just to think about on the way over there, man. That's great.
It really worked out good for me.
Don't jack it up this weekend.
Yeah, don't screw it up, because most Burt Show stories don't end up on such a great note like this, and I am so happy right now that it ended on a good note.
I'm really relieved. I'm going to be very attentive to this so it doesn't go off rail.
Well, great, because we're just all sitting here waiting for the other foot to drop here, you know, like, and I realized I fell in love with her sister.
You know, you should propose to her.
No.
Yeah. No.
Is that while he's in the trench coat and nothing else?
Yes.
All right, Charlie, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Way to get the first one done.
Thank you. Thanks for all the help.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Looky there. See, it does happen. We have some good outcomes on this show.
Yeah, something good happens every once in a while.
Right. I don't believe it. You know what? He's gay and he doesn't know it yet.
Come on.
He'll find out live in this show.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.